White shirt, black pants, sits us out, everything out.
All right, you're being recorded.
You still look cool.
Oh. Okay, we are on Pei Gimel, Amud Aleph, second line. Okay, so the Mishnah said that Chole, if someone who's sick on Yom Kippur, Machlin or so, you feed him on Yom Kippur, Al Pi Bikin, via, you know, if the experts tell him that you can, the doctors say that if he doesn't eat, he's going to be in trouble, you make sure that he eats. So Amar Rabbi Yannai. Rabbi Yannai is not going to, you know, give the details of his din. So Amar Rabbi Yannai. Chole Omer Tzarech. So the Chole himself says, I need to eat. I don't drink. I can't fast anymore. If I don't eat, I'm going to be in trouble. The Rofa Omer Eino Tzarech. But the doctor says, no, you're fine. Don't worry. You'll be fine. So show me the Chole. We listen to the Chole, and he doesn't have to fast. We listen to the guy. My timer. What's the reason why we listen to the Chole as opposed to listening to the doctor? Apologies. Because the Pasuk says, Lev Yodeya Maras Nafsho. A person can feel himself. He knows how he's feeling. So therefore, we listen to him. And if he says he has to eat, we don't listen to the doctors. So the Gemara says, just wait. We'll be okay. What's the difference? Don't listen to the doctor anyway.
This is the slapping the doctor.
So the Gemara says, Pshita. It's Pashut that we listen to the call in this case. Why? It's a suffix nefashos. That's suffix nefashos. You always go lahakel. So Gemara says, Ma'u the tema, Rofa Kimle Tvei. He says the Rofa knows better. Kamash Malana, the patient knows better. I think that's what the Kamash Malana is. Kamash Malana, the patient knows better. But now the Rav Yannai, so did number one. the patient says, I need to eat. The doctor says, you don't need to eat. Listen to the patient, then he eats. Case number two, Rofa Omet Sarach. The doctor says, you better eat. And if you don't eat, you can be in trouble. But the Chole, and this is probably the more more prevalent case was the guy, Yom Kippur, does not want to eat. Right? The Chole Omer Eino Tzarech. No, I can do it. I can do it. The doctor says, no, you need to eat. So then, show him the Rofa. We listen to the doctor. In this case. Why? My timer. Not because the doctor knows better. My timer, no. Tun Bohu Dinokile. Because since the guy's sick, the guy's not feeling well, so some schluss got into his brain, and he's not understanding his body. Okay. The Gemara now is going to ask on Rav Yannai. So again, Rav Yannai says two things. The patient says, I need to eat. Doctor says, you don't need to eat. You eat. Patient says, I don't need to eat. Doctor says, I do need to eat. Eat. Basically, the bottom line is, who anyone says that you need to eat, you eat. That's the story. It's not. So we're going to ask on Rav Yannai. Our Mishnah says as follows. Chole ma'achilin oso ha'pibikin. Our Mishnah says that you feed the chole based on the baki, based on the doctor. So ha'pibikin in ha'pi'atzmalo, which basically sounds like you listen to the doctor. You don't listen to the chol at all. So that's a question on the first din of Rav Yannai. So, right, chol machlin also al pi b'kiin, al pi b'kiin in, al pi atzmo lo. And then it says al pi b'kiin. It says b'kiin in plural, which is mashmi, you need two doctors. One doctor's not enough, right? You need two doctors to split the copay. Right? Your second opinion. Al pi b'kiin in, al pi b'ki echad lo, which is a question on the second din of Rav Yannai. It says one doctor is enough. So the Gemara says, "Hachal ma'askinan." No, so we're going to ask him now the first question. The first question was, "It seems the Mishnah says that you machil him on the bikin." So hachal ma'askinan, the amar lo tzuchina. That's the case. That Mishnah is talking about the case where the chola says, "I don't need to eat," and the doctor says, "You do need to eat." So then you machil him. That's exactly the case. You listen to the doctor. The chola says, "I don't need to eat." All right. So the Gemara then says, okay. So the list will lay up in baki. So why do you need two multiple? Why say bakiyan? If the doctor says to eat, Chol says I don't need to eat, and you make him eat. Why do you need two? You just need one baki. He says lo tzricha to ika achrina bahadei. Because besides the chole who says that I don't need to eat, there's another quack who tells him, who's a doctor. There's another guy who says he doesn't need to eat. He's okay. So you have the chole and one opinion saying you don't need to eat, and you have the other side says you do need to eat. So therefore you need bakiyan. You need two. You need two people to say that he needs to eat.
Can't be one doctor, two doctors.
No, right now we're gonna have three doctors apparently. Now we're gonna have the chole and one doctor saying he doesn't need to eat, and you need two doctors to say that he does need to eat. Listen, in some shuls, you know, when something happens, all the doctors run to the back, and in some shuls, the doctors are smarter and they just say not me, and they say they don't go anywhere. Okay. So now the Gemara says, okay, basically we establish now that the Mishnah is talking about a chole and one baki saying he doesn't need to eat. And then the two doctors saying he does need to eat. So then we can ask on the din, and the second part of the Mishnah says, machilin oso al pi b'kiin. So the Gemara says, pshita. That's pasha. What's the big deal, right? Machil also machine something nefashas who, but something nefashas l'hakel. It's a something nefashas now. It's two against two, so it's suffik and a something nefashas will go to kula. And of course he should be eating. So the Gemara says lo tzricha ti'ika tre achina bahadei the army lo tzarech. No, the case is as follows: the chol says he doesn't need to eat, and he has two doctors who say he doesn't need to eat, and then you have two doctors who say he doesn't need to eat. So they basically have three against two. So the Gemara says the Amar lo tzarech, the Afakav the Amar of Safar Trei Kameya, even though typically we say two Adim equals 100. So what's the difference? Two, three, doesn't matter. It'll be two against two. That's only Hanim in an Adis. Aval in an Umda Basar Deos as Leon. Usually when we're trying to establish a fact, not Adis, just trying to find, if it's doing Umdana, you go according to Rov Deos. So here we have three against two. You would think you go over the three and say he doesn't need to eat. Let me just finish the line. So Hani Mili in Umdana Bimona. That's only when we're trying to establish or estimate the value of something. Aval Hakasav in the Fashos, myself in the Fashos, if two, as long as two people say that he needs to eat, we can make sure that he eats.
What happened to the case where you said that he needs to eat, two doctors say you don't need to eat, we still listen to him?
No.
Didn't you say before that a person knows what he needs?
Wait, we're trying to figure out the case. So that case is when it's one against one. And wait. So the Gemara then says, how many can Sefer? But the Sefer says, in ain't sham bekiyin, machlin lo soa pi atzmo. The Mishnah says, if there are no bekiyin, then we listen to him. Michlal de reisha da amatzarech. So that's mashma, that the reisha is talking about a case of a guy who says, I do need to eat. Right? And in that case, if I do need to eat, the Mishnah says that we don't pay you, it's not al pi atzmo, it's al pi bekiyin. So we're questioning that. So the Gemara says, chasuri mechzer v'hokatani. This is how you have to learn the Mishnah. Right? So b'med devar mamurim, in what case are we not machi l'chola with by two bekiyin? That's the amr lo tzarech ani. That's where he says, I don't need to eat. Right? If the chola says, I don't need to eat, then we don't force him to eat unless they're two bekiyin. But aval amr tzarech ani, if the chola says, I need to eat, ain't sham sham bekiyin terei, if there are not two bekiyin who say that he doesn't need to eat, ela chad amr lo tzarech, then machil lo sopi atzmo. Then you feed him. Mashma from here, according to the way we're explaining the same for the Gemara, if the cholah says I need to eat, and two doctors say you don't need to eat, he doesn't allow to eat. Because the two doctors, the two doctors override him. One doctor he can't eat, but two he doesn't. That seems to be the case of Riyanai. Rav Ashi says like you say, Marba Rav Ashi Amar Kol Hecha the Amar Tzarechani. Any time the cholah says I need to eat, I feel Ika Meya the Amri Lo Tzarech. Even there are 100 doctors who say he doesn't need to eat. We listen to him. So Neamar, leave Yodeya Maras Nafsho. Right, there's an interesting grizz. It makes a diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam says, it says Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, then you listen to him. I mean, he has to be already established as a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. He can't establish himself as a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Meaning we're dealing with a guy who's sick to begin with. Then do you need to eat, do you not need to eat? Not the guy says, I'm sick, I need to eat. It has to be established first, I guess, Al-Pi Bekiyin, that he's a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Then you can determine, then the next step is whether you listen to him or listen to the doctors.
So what's the role of the Bucky in this case?
It depends on how many there are. It depends on what he's saying. According to Mar Bar Rav Ashi, there's no role of the Bucky if the guy says he needs to eat. Doesn't matter. And the other way around, if the guy says, I don't need to eat, and the two bikini who say he doesn't need to eat, then he...
Or even one bucket. One against one also.
Something in the fashion of hakel. You always, if someone says to eat, basically one, I think the halacha, if someone says he needs to eat, he eats. He has to eat. The problem is, I mean, I don't know, maybe you tell me, the doctors have, I've been told that doctors sometimes are busy Motzi Yom Kippur because patients who haven't taken their medicine or haven't done the right thing, because they want to fast on Yom Kippur. I don't know about plastic surgeons if they have that problem. But
plastic surgeon against the ER doctor, you know,
you're
the ER doctor, right?
I don't know. If it's a cut, I would go with the ER doctor. No, I don't know. There's an ER doctor. I don't know. Whatever. So that's okay.
But yes. My mom is hospital. The busiest day is Motzei Yom Kippur, Motzei Tisha B'Av.
Because people are not.
All the sick people who didn't take all the medications and everything, they end up, you know, with all sorts of.
It just goes to show you how much they value Kippur.
Right.
They're misguided. This is an amazing thing.
Right, it's just misguided.
It's misguided. It's amazing what they'll do.
Right.
Yom Kippur.
What do you tell you? You're sitting. You're there on Yom Kippur, and someone says, "You know, yeah, it's very hard to say I'm going to eat on Yom Kippur." It's like that's
no, but sometimes even medication they're supposed to take, even with a minimal sip of water, right. they won't do it. And that's ignorance. That's already not being.
I understand, but it's psychologically, it's very difficult for people to start eating or drinking anything on Yom Kippur.
I mean, you bless for sure,
right.
They won't do it.
Because honestly, how do you know you have to eat? Person
has
enough, you know,
what?
You lie down and don't go to shul.
Well, they bet. But they get to about the that's the thing. If a guy's deathly ill, you know, you're one of these things. A sakana. A guy has to take his heart medicine, otherwise he's going to.
Right.
Whatever it is.
He's going to go into heart failure. Really? It happens if he does.
Diabetics, things like that.
Right.
But now the Gemara is going to ask on Mara Bar Rashi. So again, Mara Bar Rashi said that the guy says, I need to eat no matter what he eats. So Tanan, our Mishnah said, Im ain sham bikiyin, if there are no bikiyin, then machil no so apio atzmo. So make a deal, time of the lack of bikiyin. That's only if we don't have bikiyin. Ha'ika bikiyin, lo. But the deal would be if there are bikiyin, right? It says, Im ain sham bikiyin, meaning if there would be bikiyin, then we listen to the bikiyin. So the Gemara says, no, hachik amar. But medvay mamurim that we're not machil lechol al pishnei b'kiyin. That's the amar lo tzarech ani. That's if he doesn't, he says I don't need. Then we feed him. What the b'kiyin say? Two b'kiyin says eat. You make sure that he eats. Aval amar tzarech ani. But if he says I need to eat, then ain sham b'kiyin klal. Right? Then it says machlin also al piatzmo shenem mar levi deyem arsnav. So once a guy says I need to eat, there's no b'kiyin involved anymore. That's it. He needs to eat. He eats. Then we can get the at the Abraham.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
And of course, who's a bucky? You know, people say, "You're a good doctor. I want money."
Right. Well, you only practice in America. I want my guy who practices in Manhattan. You know, that's not. Okay, I understand. Okay. You're a pediatrician. So.
Where did you train? You know.
It's always like that. You're not Harvard trained. Forget it. Okay.
Yes.
So.
What do you know?
I had visions of past Yom Kippurs in my show growing up. Okay, Misha Achadzo Bulmus. Talking about a guy who was stricken with Bulmus. So Bulmus is apparently some sort of disease. Rashi points out, it's Choli Ha'ochez Machas Ravon, based on hunger. Enaf Kahos, the eyes get blind, Mumus Sukal Mavis, and it becomes deathly ill. And when he can see again, then that's how we know he was healed. So someone who was stricken with bulmus. So machilin also, you feed him, I'm assuming this is on Yom Kippur, machilin also, afil dvarim tmeim, even non-kosher things, ad she or enough, until his eyesight comes back, because that's how you know he got better. What did you say? Oh, okay. Until he gets back. So, I mean, I don't know why it's only on Yom Kippur. That's all year. I mean, someone who's stricken, who's a cholah, should be, you know, you do whatever you can to make him better. Okay. Mi shenishacho kelev shote. Somebody is bit by I would say it's a rabid dog. I don't know why.
Not Yom Kippur, whole year.
Right. So this is someone who's bit by a kelev shote. maybe it's a rabid dog. So I guess ein machin also mechatzar kaved shelo. You may not feed the person who was bit with the lobe of the liver, I think, of that dog. I guess there was some sort of medicine that they believe worked, was that you would take the part of the liver of the attacking dog and feed it to the person who was bitten, and that would be a refuah. So this is, I mean, right here is a big sugya. There's a sugya about using school of medications that aren't necessarily efficacious from a scientific perspective, but people say they work.
Medicine.
Alternative medicine, this all comes from here. We'll read the Rambam in the Pesach of Mishnayos. But again, I mean, the Rambam is the Rambam. You can probably know exactly what he says, but the Rambam is one sheet. There's a big deal to do about those type of medications on Shabbos. Also, what to do about being Mechal Shabbos. It was a case for Shlomo Kluger. It had a case where somebody wrote a kamiya on Shabbos to help somebody. Or they wrote a letter. In some case where they did these things, they were Mechal Shabbos for these alternative medicine. So then you have to start from the start. What's considered alternative medicine? What's considered, you know, how it's considered, how science, you know, all those things. Okay. So Misha Nechashu Kelev Shota Emachin Oso Mechacha Kavet Shelo. You may not feed him from the liver, but Rav Matya Ben Chorosh Matir. He is Matir because he holds the Refuah Shlema. Rashi says, Emachin Mechacha Kavet Shelo. The afal pisha noagin harofim refuah. So you know some of the doctors do this. Ain't a refuah gemura. It's not considered a full fledged refuah. Lahatilo liisur behema tmeya kach. It's not enough to matir you eating a behema tmeya. Or matir ben charis matir. He holds that it's considered a refuah. It's considered, I guess, it's enough of a refuah to allow it. So the Rambam and the Perush Mishnayos, and I found this over here, refuah shuus on the Gush website. So he says, Rambam Perush Mishnayos says, Ein halacha ki Rav Matya ben Cheres bezeh. The halacha is not like Rav Matya ben Cheres bezeh. So who Matya la ahachil la adam hakavet shal kelev shotesh kishenoshech. He's not allowed to feed him the liver of the dog. Ki zeh eino moel el b'derech skula. It's only a skula that it works. It's like alternative. The chachamim sovrim, and the chachamim hold, ki ein ovrim al hamitzos el b'refua bilvad. You can only violate mitzvos for someone who's sick if you're dealing with an actual, I guess, scientifically proven method, right? Ratzalomar bedvarim hamarpiyim b'teva. If it works naturally, v'hu davar amiti, it's truthful. Hotziu hadas v'hanisayin hakarav l'emes. Whatever, it's proven. It's proven in laboratory tests that it works. Aval lehisra post bedvarim shehim arpiyim b'skulason. And he's not saying, I don't think he's saying that you're not allowed to heal with skula things. He says you're not allowed to violate an iser in order to heal with skula medications. Right, ki kocham chalush, because it's weak. Eino mitzad hadas, it's not logical, I guess. Vinisyono rachok, v'hu ta'ina chalusha min atoa. I'm not sure. I mean, just what he's saying. You can't use this stuff.
So you're not allowed to use experimental.
No, I'm saying you're not. Either. It depends. Are you violating an iser? No, that's what I said. He only says you're not allowed to do it if you're violating an iser. You can't use on Shabbos, you can't do, but if it doesn't violate iser, then go right ahead.
Very interesting, Michael, because what today might be scientifically proven.
Right, that's what we said. That's
100 years later, like bloodletting, for example.
That's what we said before. That's what we said. Well, the Rambam does talk about that. He talks about, you know, there were these cases where they would put they would do something with other things, and they believed at that time. So at that time, you could use it, but in the future, it's very difficult to figure out what's scientific and what's not. Even that, I mean, that's what's considered scientific, what's considered not. Yeah, those cases of the people having all the experimental drugs when it comes to certain sicknesses, you know. I think the main issue is with this is, you know, you go to the healers. That's probably more along the lines. Doctors is one thing. You start going to these healers, they're going to charge you $35,000 to make a donation to their institution, and they're going to say they write a committee for you. So I don't know. Okay. Please leave the classroom. Okay.
We're taking a break.
All right. Okay, that's the Rambam. Listen, that's a sheet of the Rambam. There are other sheetos. I mean, Lamaisa, there was, I saw here, he brings down from Rav Avadja in the Avia Omer. He says, Avia Omer chelei ches simel amazayin. He says, l'inyan refuah she begedu skula kegon kesivas kemiya b'shabas b'makom sarkana v'hazman boho, right? If a person was proven to have done it, then we can be somech on the Rashba and the Ra'an or Rabbeinu Peretz who are cholik on the Rambam, and they say that you can do it. Rav Waldenberg, that Sitz Eliezer, says you can't. I mean, it's how whatever. I think that what Heshi says, it's very, how you determine what's considered experimental, derech skula or not. I think it's the experimental drugs are one thing, but you know, writing a kamiya or wearing a certain article of clothing may be on a different level.
Really,
it depends.
Really,
I mean, you have to ask the postkim about that.
Use venom from a poisonous snake in theory for the treatment. You know, you give someone as a cure a piece of a liver of a rabid dog, right, Marcel? You ever hear that?
But today's medicine is not like
right.
It was before.
Right.
So what was accepted before?
But is that considered experimental, the venom?
It's the same thing.
But Yossi, but can you go ahead and shech that snake?
Then can you kill that snake on Shabbos?
If you need it, yes.
Is it proven? According to the Rama, if it's a proven method, then yes. If it's not a proven method, then no. But there are others who say differently. Okay. But it's a big sugya. Not for now. Okay. But od amar Rav Matya ben Choras. Rav Matya ben Choras said even more. Hachoshesh begrono. Someone who has a sore throat. Okay. But I think it's... Is it a sore throat?
Yeah.
A sore throat. Matilin lo sam betoch piv b'shabbos. He can swallow the medicine on Shabbos. V'pneishu hu safik nefashos. The choli that he has is a safik nefashos. V'chol safik nefashos tochos Shabbos. Anytime it's something nefashos, you violate Shabbos in order to save you.
Mishnah
continues.
It spreads.
It's a big. It's some type of some other disease that there. It starts by the throat, and then if you have the symptoms, it's going to spread. Misha nafla la mapola. So somebody, unfortunately, who the house collapses on him on Shabbos. So safek husham, safek husham, safek enusham. Safek whether he's there or he's not there. Safek chai, safek meis. Or safek whether he survived or didn't survive. Safek kuti, safek. So I'm not even sure if he's a full fledged Jew. V'fakin alavas agal. We may remove the debris. I'm not sure what removing the debris. What type of malacha that would be? Anyway, what type of malacha is that? So then it's in
digging.
You can figure out a way. Digging what? Digging is in the ground.
Yeah.
This isn't digging in the
ground.
This is removing bricks.
So
what's the what's
digging?
That's what he says?
Yeah.
Who is the quote?
Yeah, digging.
What do you do? Okay. So he's got you have to find what the malach is over here that allowed to enter. Okay. So mifakin alav is a gal, mitza'u chai. If you I guess you find that he's alive, so then mifakin, you continue until you find him. In mace, but once you find it, you know, you find him, the dog finds him and he's dead, then yanichu. You just leave it there until after Shabbos.
Like, what if you find he's a guy?
What?
Halfway through.
Mishnah. Well, there are other. I mean, you got to ask the postman that, but there are other, you know, considerations that go involved there. There are other considerations. What if you know he's a goyim to start with? Can you start? I mean, that's a bigger question. But there's the whole idea of of dealing with goyim.
The shaila.
Yeah,
you know, if it's a guy,
that's
one of the
stakers. Right, no, it's a kushi, but whatever.
The
whole sugi is right here in
Yuma.
What?
You
have
a sugi in the Shabbos
at all? About the turn of medicine?
No, about the
I think you did. I think we do. I don't remember. Here was Shabbos or somebody else. There are other considerations to deal with. If you're a real stickler, maybe you don't. You know, but I think people go, nowadays there's other considerations with the non-Jews and how they'll view you that you have to.
That would be hard.
It'll be hard. The doctor's gonna go to work. Not gonna save somebody on Shabbos. You know, that's, I don't know. Whatever. You gotta ask the postman. Tanu Rabbanan. What? Depends on their insurance. Oh, okay. So that's the consideration. If they're on Obamacare. No. What they have, Blue Cross?
I have a contract.
Okay, so they save it. Okay. So I'm good to go. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin hayu yodin sheir enav. Okay, we said the guy has bulmus. You feed him until his eyes light up. So how do you know that his eyes light up? So the Gemara says, Mishayafkin ben tov l'ra. He can distinguish between good and bad. And Amar Abaye uvetama, I guess he can taste it. I don't know what that means. I don't have to do with eyesight. It has to do with the eyes. I guess once he can taste the difference between something that tastes good and something that's bad, which is I think is difficult to agree with, because taste is like the most subjective thing. That's why
so
it's called
taste. He loses his sense of taste as well.
Okay, like
they say that when you eat, you have to look at the food.
Okay, so that's how you know that he's better. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Misha achzo bulmus. So somebody has this bulmus, and we don't have anything mutter now to feed. We only have. Whatever it is, we're stuck in the McDonald's. Whatever. We only have trait to feed him. So machilin also akalakau is another big sukkah. You feed him, you try to feed the lesser iser until it works. So for example, let's say you have in front of us tevel. Tevels are fruits that are not already, that you haven't separated shumer or maestros. Unevela, and you have nevela, which means it's an animal that's a kosher animal, but just an animal that died without shkita, which is atzer b'chila. So machilin also nevela. You feed him the nevela, because the nevela is iser lav, but tevel is a kli of nisiv de shemayim. So you go with the nevela. Let's say you have in front of you tevel and shvius, right, which is past man bior, so you have tevel and shvius. So you feed him the shvius, because the shvius is just an iser asay, and it's more kal than tevel, which is a kli of nisiv de shemayim. Now, let's say you have tevel, which has not been tithed, and truma, an actual truma, but you have to feed it to a Yisrael. So which one is less kummer? Which one is better to feed to him?
Is that
Lubina
moment?
So what does the survey say?
Lubina, truma, it's a devil truma.
Tanaihi, it's a machlokas tanaim.
Stretch?
I'm going to punt on that one. Tanaihi. It's a machlokas tanoim. The sign, you have a bris that says someone has bulmos, and we have in front of us tevel and truma. One says machlin so tevel, but imachlin so truma. And Ben Tamer says truma below tevel. So what's the reason? Amar Rabba. Rabba says as follows. Heicha de efshar b'chulin. If you can feed him, if you have enough chul, let's say you're separating truma. So what's going on? If you just separate the truma, if you have tevel, so just separate him and give him the chulin part. So he says, yeah. If I have enough chulin, that would be to finish off the job, then the kulei halal plead the maskinan lei umapsinan lei. What you do is you separate the truma, and you give him the chulin part, and then fine. Keep leaving the extra chulin. Whatever the reason is, he needs a certain shear, and you're not going to have that certain shear with the chulin. So you feed him the chulin up to a point, and now you have a choice to continue feeding him between the truma portion or teva portion, I guess. Other teva. I don't know.
Yeah,
with the low efshar b'chulin.
Wasn't enough.
Why not have to feed with the remaining chulin?
Okay, so mar savar tevel chamor. One man armor says that tevel is more chamor. Umar savar truma chamor. And one says truma is more chamor, therefore whoever says, whichever one is more chamor, you don't use. Mar savar tevel chamor. Why is tevel chamor, right? Aval truma chazi l'kohen. Because tevel is us to everybody. Truma at least has a tzad heter. You give it to a kohen. So tevel is obviously the more chamor iser. So you don't use tevel. But mar savar truma chamura. Truma is more chamur. Why? Aval tevel efshel sakune. Because truma, once you get truma, it's never going to be mutter for the guy you're feeding to. Tevel has its side headed to it because you can fix it. So that's what. So the question: which side you look at? What's more chamur or not?
How come by Shabbos that we always say that if you have an emergency, just go and don't worry about violating this rabban. Just do it. You don't have a non-Jew do it. You do it.
Just go.
Just go. Whichever one is not as stringent.
What's the big shaila? They have a shaila also, like what do you do like on Shabbos, like if someone gets sick and you have to shecht the meat, is it good? Do you shecht it? Do you have a goy shecht? Like the whole.
You should drive him.
If it's a situation, it's no time, then clearly that's correct. There's no time. You got
it. Right, I was heard the shaila posing equal. If both are right there, send the Jew, not the non-Jew, to drive the ambulance. Yeah,
because
right,
yeah, that's what, why. What's
because,
the reason?
Because it's custom purchase. Right. Do it. Go for it.
Because a mitzvah.
Right.
A woman going to labor, you better off to do all arrange from before, and she gets a car service, not that a Jew driver.
Right, but if you're talking about, let's say, a woman who's she's not due for another week, all of a sudden her water breaks, and then you just go. All right. So the Gemara says, they said, Efshar b'chulin, if you paint in classical feed b'chulin, you give him chulin, where it says pshita. That's pasha. Why would that be a chiddush? Of course, if you can do it with kosher food, do it with kosher food. He says, no, lo tzricha b'Shabbos. We're talking about on Shabbos. Because what you have to do is now you have to separate on Shabbos. So if you're separating on Shabbos, you're violating an Isser also. So the Gemara says, b'Shabbos nami b'shito. What's the big deal? Separating the Shum on Shabbos, and he's in the Rabbanim. Right? He says, tiltal. That's what he says, what it means by tiltal. It just means that it's just muksa. Or the separating itself is only the Shabbos. Tiltal means Rabbanim hu. So Gemara says, no, hachavai skinon. And we have to figure out what the case is. What are we dealing with here? We're hachavai skinon, right? That ba'atzah she'enu nakuf, right? The Rabbanim dealing with the fruits that are growing in a non-hulled potted plant. I mean, it's not getting any nourishment from the ground. So therefore, it's chayiv and shumas lemaisos only midin the Rabbanim to begin with. So you're separating it the Rabbanim. So the Gemara says, mar savar tevel chamor. So how does that work? Rashi says, it says, "Be'etz atziv she'enu nakum." On the right side of Rashi, right, the tevel shalom midrabanan. The tevel is a derabanan. The shvus that brushes ma'isos b'shabes derabanan, and separating the ma'isos is also midin derabanan. Ashmu'inin, we see sheyitcha hashvus below yachileno tevel derabanan. We knock off the shvus, right, and then don't want to feed him the tevel derabanan. The asul l'mishrei nami tevel deraisa kiyagavna, because then maybe what you'll do is you'll feed him actual tevel deraisa as well. All right. So Gemara says, "Hakumai iski rashi nukov midarbanan mar shlav tevel chamor." It's better to fix the tevel because then you're going to be eating pure chulin. Umar shlav truma chamura. Therefore, you give him the tevel, and you don't give him the truma. Okay. So lema tanahi. Let's say that this machloket. Right. We just said that Rava said, right, that it's better to violate an iser derabanan of a freshos trumas and maish on Shabbos than to violate the iser of eating tevel midarbanan. That derabanan trumps the other derabanan. Right, separate it and don't eat the tevel. Right, so lema tanoi. Let's say that is a machlokas tanoim. The sanya we're following brisa. Misha nishacho nachash. In your case, someone was bitten by a snake on Shabbos. Okay, so korin lo rofe mimakol makom. You can call a doctor even if he's chutz l'chom. Go get the doctor. Umikarin lo es hatarnagolas. You can kill or rip the tarnagolas. I guess to put it, it was something that they used from the chicken that to put on the wound. right? Even though you're, it's Metilas Neshama, whatever the Metilas Neshama is, but it's a malacha. The gozin lo es ha creation. You can, what's the creation? The leeks, right? I guess you can rip them out of the ground, you know, on Shabbos. The ain sarich la'aser, and you don't have machil also when you feed them the creation. The ain sarich la'aser, you don't have to take ma'aser off of them. You don't do anything. Just feed them as is. Don't take ma'aser off of them. Dibei Rabbi, that's what Rabbi says. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo yochel, don't feed them from the crazy, ad sheyaser, even until you take ma'aser. Even though we're dealing with a vegetable, and vegetables only the rabbanon, you have to take ma'aser off. I guess you have time.
Plus, you have to gather stuff to take out. You just take it off from the field and take it like an apple. You don't have to get ma'aser from that.
It has to go through the house. And yeah, it's all the Rabbanan. I guess it's all here. It's all here, Midrash Rabbanan.
He says you should take Meiser first, even though it's Kanas and Flushes.
Yeah. I guess you have time. You must have time. So the Gemara says, Nema, let's say, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimoni. Let's say that Rabbah said that it's better to violate the Issa de Rabbanan of a Farshas Trumas and Maestros than to violate the Isser of Tevel. He holds it Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon say also it's better to violate the Isser de Rabbanon of being mafresh the Truma de Rabbanon on Shabbos than to eating the Tevel de Rabbanon. The low Kirabi doesn't like Rabbi. So Mar says, no, if you take a Rabbi, he can say the Rabbah holds like Rabbi, because Adkan lo kamar bi hasam el in your Meiser Yarek. Rabbi says it's din over there, you don't have to take Meiser off only because it's Meiser Yarek, because the entire Isser Tevel by it is the Rabbanon. It's Meiser, the object is only Chayav the Rabbanon. Aval but Meiser Dagon, right? The Tevel Doraisahu, that Tevel is a Doraisa. Afilu Rabbi Mode. Rabbi is going to be Mode in that case that you should be Meiser. The Isharis Leva Atsushin Unakov, because if you're going to, because the case is basically Meiser Dagon in Atsushin Unakov, which means it is a Tevel, it's a Doraisa object in a Dorabonan situation. In that case, he says you would have to take off Chumas and Meisos, because there you would say, if he doesn't take off Chumas and Meisos by the Dorabanan part, when it's in the Dorabanan, maybe he won't take off Chumas and Meisos also when it's in the Doraisa. I feel Rabbi Mo that the E Sharis Labour Atashehu Nakov, Atsi Lamecha Ba Atashehu Nakov. In that case, the Tevel is, it's an Issa Doraisa. The cases have to be where you have sufficient time, because like you said, if you don't have time, if the guy's, you know, bleeding out. The guy's bleeding out. You don't separate Chumas and Maestros. The rice is drop on the night. You just do it. Has to be like David said before that there's a sufficient time. Once you have sufficient time, then maybe the best way is to try to limit the Isurim that you're going to violate. Okay, more Bulmos. Tana Rabbanan Misha Afsu Bulmos. Someone who's hit with Bulmos. Machin also Dvash Chol Nei Mesika. You have to have honey and sweet items. That's going to heal him. That, you know, enlightens the eyes of the person. Even though there's no raya to this, straight raya, there is a sort of a hint, right? Because Shaul HaMelech, there's a case in Shmuel Aleph, right? Shaul, a case in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yudal, Shaul HaMelech made the nation swear that they wouldn't eat anything until after the battle with the Plishtim. Yonasan didn't listen to him, and he dipped his staff into the honey. And after he ate it, he says, "Reu naki oru einai, see that my eyes are enlightened." Kita amti ma'at devash hazeh, because I ate the sweet honey. So you see that sweet honey, that the sweets, you know, they're good for the eyes. The Gemara says, well, that's a direct proof. Umay afa pish ein raya ladavar, that's a proof. The Gemara says no, because hasam laf bulmos achse, because he wasn't sick with bulmos. So it's a raya that sweetness, you know, helps the eyes, but wasn't dealing with bulmos. So it's only a zeichel ladavar, it's not a raya. Right.
Okay.
So Amar Abaye. So Lo Shanu.
Could this bulmos be diabetes? No. It's talking about the eyes. It's talking about,
I don't know,
in an emergency taking sweets.
I don't know.
Digesting sweets. What do you think, Doc?
No. Amar Abaye. Lo Shanu. We don't say that the honey and these sweets work. Ela la'achar achila. It's only after you eat other items. Ava kodem achila. But if you eat that first, then migrar gari. Then it's just going to watch you. You're just going to end up eating, having to eat more and more and more. Dichtiv, because it says, "Vayimtzu ish mitzri b'tzad." That is in Shmuel Aleph. They found an Egyptian man in the field. Vayichu oso el David. They brought him to David. Vayitno lo lechem. They gave him bread. Vayocho vayashku mayim. And he ate the bread. And then they gave him water. Then vayitno lo pelach tadela. Then they gave him ushnei tzimokim. Then they gave him the sweets. Vayochal vatoshav ruach alav. This guy eat for 3 days, and the best thing, first you feed him, then you have the sweets. Yeah. You have to eat. How can you have your pudding if you don't eat your meat?
That.
What?
Can you have steak? Can you have, well, you have to eat, you know,
whatever it helps you.
Right.
Why does it make a difference?
What? This is more geschmack for you. So there is an issue of eating.
Right.
But you have to eat fine. You have to have go have a big steak.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel.
You didn't get the reference, bro.
Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel. Misha also Bulmos, someone who's hit with Bulmos. Machin also Alya. You give him the tail. You dip the tail with Dvash. Because it's a very fatty, the tail is apparently very fatty. You dip that with Dvash. Rav Huna Vrei Rav Yeshua, Amar, Afsolos, Nikiya, with Dvash, even pure flour with honey. Rav Papa, Amar, Fuel, Kimchi, this Ari Dvash. Even the barley, you know, barley flour. With dvash, that's going to help the bulmos. Amar Rav Yochanan. Okay, Rav Yochanan says, "Pamachas achazani bulmos." One time I was walking and I was struck with bulmos. The ratim is rachshot teina. I ran to the east side of the teina tree to eat from the fruits on that side because I guess the sun hits there in the morning and it's better. And the sun hits the teina, that's sweeter. V'kayamti ba'atzmi, and I was mekayem. The pasuk says, "Kohelas hachochma tichya ba'aleh." You know, wisdom is going to save the owner. The Tani, because Tani Rav Yosef, Yosef says, "Haros litom tam teena." If you want to eat a really good teena, yip nelim mizracha. Go to the east side. Shemar rimega tivos shamish. The shamish, rimega tivos shamish. That I guess the eastern side is from where the sun hits in the morning. That's the sweeter side. Okay. Next mice. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Kai Azli Baorcha. They're on the way. Achle bulmos, Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda is also stricken with bulmos. Kapchi leroa achle leripta. He finds some shepherd. And he takes from him all his bread and eats it. Okay? So only Rabbi Yosef says, "Ki pachta es haroa." He made the roa lose. You know, I guess, you know, can you break into the Duane Reed to get the medication when somebody's sick? Right? Ki pachta es haroa. So ki matu lamasa. When they got to the city, Achse bulmos Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef got hit with bulmos. Maybe it was contagious. So hadure balge. So like all the, I guess he forced all the people of the city to come out with their jugs filled with sweets. Bitsai, I guess are those are plates, right? In order to eat. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Yosi, "Aniki pachti yisroa, v'taki pachta zayir kula." You took from I took from one roa, you took from the entire city.
Yeah, but he took
and they came out. Yeah, I know, it's a big difference. Okay. Vesu, more, another mice. This is wild. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, ka'azi bi'orcha. They are walking on the way. Rabbi Meir had medayik b'shema. Rabbi Meir was medayik in people's names. Based on your name, he knew what type of person you are. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Vidaik Bishma, they were not Medaik in names. So Kimatul Haduchta, they got to this one place, Bo Ushbiza. They wanted to sleep, what came to the inn? Yahavu Luhu. And they gave him permission to sleep there. So Amrulo, so they asked the Balabayas, Mashimcha, what's your name? So Amrulo says back, Kidur, my name is Kidur. So Amar, Rabbi Meir says to himself, Shmami na, I know other Rasha, that he's a Rasha, Shneemar, the Pasuk says, Kidur Tahipuchos Hema, Banima Uman Bam. That they're evil people. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. No, they stayed. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi Ashlimu Lekisayu. They gave him for safekeeping their wallet. Rabbi Meir lo Ashlim Kisei. Rabbi Meir didn't. He didn't give him his wallet. But Asal Osvei Bekimad Avul. What he did is he took his wallet and he hid it at the headstone. By the grave of the father of this innkeeper. So Itchazile Bechame, the father comes to his son, Kidor, in a dream, and says, Toshkil Kisa Demanach Aresha Dugavra, go take the pouch that's resting on the head of my head. So Lamachar, which is Shabbos, Lamachar, Kidor comes to Rav Meir, and Amrale, and says to him, Hachi Itchazile Bechame, I had this type of dream. So Amrale, so Rav Meir says to him, Chamud Meshim Shalas Bechum Amasha, a Friday night dream has no significance. Rashi says, when you're rested and well rested, you have these dreams. They don't mean anything. So, but Rameyer knew that it really didn't mean anything. So, Azar Rameyer, but not Chakul Yoma. Rameyer then doesn't go to Shul. He goes and runs to the cemetery to guard his wallet for the rest of Shabbos. But Isa Lemachar, and he brings it back after Shabbos. So Amru Lo. So now Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef say to Kidor, have long kisam, give us back our wallets. Amru Lo. Kidor says to them, Lohi Dorame Olam. Not what are you talking about? So Amalhu Rav Meir, so they said to Rav Meir,
no, Rav Meir
says to them, Amai lo dayek tu b'shma. Why aren't you, his name? It was obvious. Why aren't you? Why weren't you medayking his name? So Amalhu, they said to him, Amai lo matel man. Why didn't you tell us anything? Why would? So he says, Amalhu, Amar da Amri an l'chashasha. Achzuki mi Amri. I had a chash. I wasn't going to be machzikin as a rosh, so I can't tell you anything. And listen, all right, I can't say. Okay. So mashchu ba'ayu lechanusa. It's the most Shabbos to having lava malka, and they go to the wine store and they're drinking wine. Chazu tilafche asifame.
Well, obviously, Merve was treated because they had no money.
Right? I guess. So chazu tilafche asifame. Rounds on me. Yeah. So they saw like these lentils that were left on his lip. So azlu v'yahavu simal debisuhu. They realized that was the simon that he had for his wife, Kidor's wife. And they gave the simon that basically your husband said to give us back our wallets, and the simon is that he had lentils. That apparently was the simon. Vishakuhu v'ushikaluhu v'chisai v'aisu. And so his wife said, okay, that's the simon. So she gave back the wallets. Azul iyu v'katali issei. So Kido goes and kills his wife. Okay. So I don't know. So Hayinu D'Tanya, this is the Tate Bryce, Hayinu D'Tanya, Mayim Rishonim Hechil B'sar Chazir, Umayim Achronim Hargus HaNefesh. Someone who doesn't do Mayim Rishonim, they fed him pig's meat, and so then do Mayim Achronim, turned up killing somebody. The case about the Mayim Rishonim was someone was in Nizar to wash Mayim Rishonim, so the innkeeper thought he was a guy. The innkeeper would serve the Jews kosher meat, and serve the guy non-kosher meat. The guy didn't wash Mayim Rishonim, so he fed him the non-kosher meat. And my achronim, if you don't do my achronim, it leads to murder. Okay?
They serve both in the kitchen?
It's a separate kitchen. Right? That's separate kitchens. So, Uli Vaso.
How would they help him with the mustache? My achronim is for the hair.
Because my achronim, because if you would, Rashi says, my achronim haluas and nefesh, zohi isho shozesh, ilu natal my achronim, had you washed my achronim, derech anotlim yadayim, likaneach asifamam bi yadayim, tovlots, lo doshim yirim. Most people, they wipe their mustaches with their hands, and therefore the lentils would have come off.
I think you can wash, you don't
need
water for that, you need
the
hand.
No, but most people, when they wash their hands, I guess they didn't have napkins, so they would wipe it like this. Okay. Ule basof, at the end, because of the story, I guess, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Havi Yudaiki Bishma, they would end up being medayik in the names of people to know whether they were a nice person or an evil person. Kimatul ha-besa dishmei, when they would get to a certain person, right, kimatul ahu besa dishmei, Bala. When I got to a place, a house, and this guy's name was Bala, Lo Ayala Gabe, they didn't go inside. Because Armi Shmamina Russia, who we know that he's a Russia, Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, the Omer Libala Ni Ufim. Alright. I'm going to take out the rest over here. The rest is not here, I'll just read it. Right. Kemo Achre Biloske, so the Edna, Kolomar Zakena bin Ufim. Bala is a Niuf. Niuf is someone not nice, and therefore they didn't go into that guy's house. Alright, we'll stop here. Have a good day.
Oh, yeah.